I noticed in your evaluations that they mentioned your innovative approaches to some of your courses. Did you, when you came to Rollins, did you get a sense that Rollins was open to that kind of education and led you to it?
Well, I pleaded for that in our division meetings, okay? And I think they let me have free rein, whatever I wanted to do. That was a nice thing about teaching here. It's always been good, you know? And the innovative approaches, well, one of these was these oral exams, okay? A lot of more class discussion rather than actual lectures in the advanced classes. They better came prepared for the classes, or otherwise they would be nailed because they couldn't participate in the discussion, of course. Yeah. I talked to Don Griffin the other day about that. You remember that, you know. And, yeah, well, then innovative, the foundation courses were innovative, and later on Dawn and I developed rather innovative non-science major courses, okay, and this was quite exciting for both of us because we did it in a kind of I teacher him student setup, okay, and in front of the class, all right, and we would invite them to ask questions, and I would ask Dawn questions, and be built in that he would make some mistakes once in a while. So that made it exciting for the rest of the students that the professor of physics could make a mistake. So that was mostly combined physics chemistry type thing. So these were kind of the innovations we did. Another new courses I taught was the radio chemistry. Environmental chemistry, I did. Okay. Then these became kind of fashionable. Yeah. But they were good basic courses. Yeah.
So.